From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
And I'm Dawn Marks.
And we're joined today by phone by a very special guest, Harrison Forbes. You might recognize him from his syndicated radio show, Pet Talk. How are you, Harrison?
Doing great.
Good. Well, Harrison is here today to talk to us about traveling with your pets, which a lot of folks do over the summer. But is it a good idea just to toss your dog in the back seat and hit the road?
No, not at all. That can be the worst thing you can ever do. If you want a recipe for a possible miserable family vacation.
Sounds like a cup of tea.
So what do you need if you're going to go, let's say a long, maybe not, you know, drive from Oklahoma to Canada, but let's say you're going to drive maybe 5 or 6 hours in the car. What are the kinds of...
I think no matter what the distance is, the first thing that you need to do is you want to do an honest evaluation of the travel ability of your pet. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we want to be able to, in theory, take our pets on trips, but we need to step back and say, all right, is my pet really going to be able to handle this? Because a stressed pet on a trip, you know, that can give them upset stomach. I mean, nothing will ruin a trip faster than a pet that's sick or really is out of sorts. So,
Yeah. You know,
you can start by taking your pet on some short trips, and by that I mean errands, taking them different places, getting them really well socialized in the car and to traveling and being able to use the bathroom in strange places and eat in strange places and kind of do an honest evaluation on the front end before you even make plans to go on a trip. But if all that's good, then what you need to do is just be prepared. Same as you pack stuff for your kids and the family, you want to, you know, prepare a doggy bag.
Doggy bag.
Right. And,
Not with leftovers.
Right, not with leftovers. For sure, take the exact same kind of food you're feeding. You don't want to change foods on a midstream trip. And, you know, the overall theme for traveling is do as many things as possible to take the stress level down on the travel, meaning taking a lot of things with you that the pet's familiar with, almost like a security blanket. You know, I encourage people to crate train their pet to where dogs are naturally... they have an instinct. So naturally, they're inclined to want to go into a safe, kind of cozy place and curl up, and that's comfortable for them. And so if your dog's crate trained, you can take that crate or that house along with you, and that's comforting to the dog. And if they have their favorite toy, their favorite blanket, those kind of things can really make the difference in anchoring your pet down a little bit and making them feel like that their home's kind of moving with them, as opposed to being jerked out of their normal routine.
Gives them their nice, safe place, then.
Right. And on that, you know, try and stick to the routine that you have at home as much as possible from a feeding standpoint, you know, feeding them at the same time of day. You know, any of those type of changes that you make, if they're really radically different, it can just put their whole system in an overload or a stress mode, and that's what you don't want.
Now, I have a question about stopping to go to the bathroom. Do you want to let them out more often than you would at home? Like, my dogs go out a couple times a day at home, but if we're in the car, should they go out more often? Should they go out the same? Should they? What's a good recommendation for that?
I think a lot of that depends on your pet. I mean, if your pet seems fine to be able to go at the rest stops and they kind of keep their regular schedule, then you can do it the same amount that you do at home. I typically err on the side of breaking them more than usual because the system is usually a little bit stressed, and I'm trying to really hydrate them, so I'm giving them more water than they might normally have, so they have to go more often. You know, I think if you're going to err on one side or the other, you know, go more often. And if your pet's the kind, this goes back to just doing an honest evaluation. If your pet's the kind, if you stop at a rest stop, there's a lot of strange distractions around, and it makes them nervous, and they pace around, you can tell they're a little anxious, then, you know, you're going to have to, you know, make an effort to little things. Like, if you stop at a rest stop, go find the quietest end of the rest stop, away from other dogs and away from other places or other people, and try and set them up for success.
What if you get into your trip and you notice that your pet is really becoming distressed? Like, if you get, you know, a couple hours down the road and your pet is, you know, sort of wanting to get out of the car or not seeming comfortable, what do you do in that scenario?
That's a tough one. You know, what you want to do and what you can do sometimes are two different things.
Yes, so true.
You know, I'll be honest, I travel with my pets sparingly.
Mm-hmm.
Just because my pets really like home and they're very routine oriented. And so if I can get somebody to come stay at the house, that's usually better for me
mm-hmm.
and for the pets, I feel like. But if you do get down the road on a trip and it's not a severe thing that you have to go to the vet for, but they just seem to be really anxious. I mean, there are some medications that you can get. There's a drug called Clomacalm, which is kind of an anxiety-reducing drug that's not very – it's not really heavy-duty. It's not a tranquilizer at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually – when all that stuff first started coming out, I really was against it and didn't like it. But I have to admit, I've seen some really tough cases, some very good results from that. But there again, that's sparing. If your dog just seems a little bit anxious and a little bit worrisome, then I usually don't medicate something like that.
Great. Well, what other tips do you have for our summer travelers? Anything else that we forgot to ask?
Yeah, I mean, I think you really want to make sure and just have everything prepared and try and think of all the
mm-hmm.
things that might come up, like you were talking about, if they get a little bit anxious. If you're going to one destination, call ahead, call a few vets in the area, or just call one vet and say, hey, where's a boarding facility that you recommend? Vets usually give the best references for that because they're the ones, if there's a bad facility, they hear about it more often than anybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, get those phone numbers and all that on an emergency sheet of paper so you know where the vet is that you're going, that when you have the emergency 24-hour number in case something happens. Know where a boarding facility is in case something happens. You know, I had an incident not long ago with a friend of mine who was out on the West Coast, and he had his dogs with him. They had a death in the family. They had to jump on a plane and fly back immediately, and they didn't have the carriers to bring the dogs. The dogs didn't have their health certificates, so they couldn't fly. So they were able, but he had prepared, and he knew what boarding kennel to call.
Yeah.
They called, boarded the dogs, were able to get on a plane.
Oh, saved the day.
A lot of time. So, you know, you never know what can come up. You know, having your vehicle or having your pets properly restrained in the vehicle is something you definitely want to do. You know, a dog jumping over the seat in the middle of going down an interstate.
Right. Really, not a good plan.
Yeah, there was a really bad wreck in Wisconsin a couple of weeks ago that in an RV where a dog jumped in the owner's lap going down an interstate.
Oh, my gosh.
RV went into oncoming traffic, killed some Boy Scouts. I mean, it was really bad. And it was all because a dog was unrestrained and he jumped in the owner's lap when he wasn't
prepared for it. Oh, right. Wow.
And, you know, insurance is something that people are looking at. You've got health insurance. You've got a lot of different things you can look at from that aspect. You know, in this economy, everybody's looking for good deals. You've got companies like Progressive Insurance. If you're a Progressive customer and you've got collision coverage with them, they've got free coverage up to $1,000 if your pet's injured in a wreck. So, you know, things like that, you can call your insurance company and find out if you're covered. Just being really prepared.
I'm a Progressive customer, and I did not know that. So,
yeah, so
thank you for explaining my insurance.
$1,000 if your pet's injured in a wreck. So, freebies like that are nice.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you're advocating preparedness, and that's the big key.
Well, nothing can ruin a vacation worse than getting caught off guard.
Yeah, it's the truth.
That is very true.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Harrison, for all of your advice. And listeners, we'll post all kinds of links and pictures to Harrison's show and his book and all of your other endeavors that you're up to.
Actually, as we're speaking, the Pet Talk bus is going through Oklahoma today on its way to the West Coast.
Oh.
I got an appearance out there this weekend, and it's going through Oklahoma midday today.
Wow. So where are you guys right now?
I'm in Nashville, and I'll be flying out Friday to Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope that your crew enjoys the trip through Oklahoma, and I hope you enjoy the flight over Oklahoma. So
it might be cooler than on the ground.
Yeah.
A little quicker.
Well, great. Well, thanks again for all the help, Harrison. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right.
All right. So, Dawn, you got some tips for us today?
I do. I have hot weather tips.
All right. Good, because it is hot. It's supposed to be like 105 today.
I think it's supposed to be really hot today.
Which is about 30 degrees too hot.
And then get a little lower as you go on a few days. But that doesn't mean that thinking about hot weather is over.
Right. Yeah, no.
These are from the ASPCA, mm-hmm. our favorite helpers. Mm-hmm. Number one, when the weather starts getting hot, you want to think about your annual visit to the vet because that's a good time for testing for heartworm and also for thinking about flea and tick control. Mm-hmm. And then also, we've talked about this many, many, many times, shade and hydration if they're outside, if it's too hot, keeping them indoors. And then also another thing to think about is not over-exercising them. Mm. You go outside and play, just like you don't want to do too much, they surely don't want to either.
Yeah. So, especially not at like 2 in the afternoon.
Exactly. And then knowing the warning signs of overheating, mm-hmm. Excessive panting, difficulty breathing, increased heart rate, drooling, mild weakness and collapse. And then, you know, if it goes beyond that, it can cause seizure and vomiting and that kind of thing. Hopefully you will have noticed something before that.
Right. I would hope so.
Right. Don't leave the animals parked in the car, which goes along with the travel.
That is the truth.
Uh-huh. Just like the baby.
Just like you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be locked in the car in the heat or in the cold. Yes. That'd be sad either way.
And this one I hadn't thought of. Do not leave animals, dogs, unsupervised by their pools.
Yeah.
Not all good dogs are good swimmers.
I think that one of my dogs can swim and the other one, he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand what... He just wades and looks confused.
I've never seen my dog swim, so I don't know. Another one is... This is not funny, but sort of funny.
Uh-huh.
It's called high-rise syndrome.
What is that?
Cats falling out of high-rise windows. So not funny, but sort of crazy. An odd name.
That is an odd name. That seems like a little like flippant for the situation. Yeah, but
so you know, obviously, if you're in an upper story, you want to make sure mm-hmm. that those windows and doors are latched properly.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. You know, you can give your dogs summer haircuts. But don't trim them all the way to the skin because they can get sunburned just like we can.
And don't give your dogs sunscreen.
Yeah.
People do that, apparently. That's not a good plan. It's not for dogs. Not for cats. Just for people.
Right. And then, you know, you're going to have a party in the summertime outside. Don't forget to keep those items up and away from the animals because things like alcohol can really cause problems.
Yeah. Yeah, and their dogs are smaller than people, so it takes a lot less than...
And some people might think a drunk dog is funny, but it could hurt the dog.
Oh, I've seen a drunk dog.
Not good.
It was really sad. She got into something she shouldn't have at my friend's house, and bless her heart, she had to go to the vet. It was not pleasant. No. So
it can really do some harm. So those are...
Keep your party to yourself, good tips. People. From the Dawn.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm all about...
Yeah.
Alcohol to the dogs.
Yeah. We know. All right. Well, thank you, Dawn, for the tips. Thank you all for listening. And everyone, go out and take care of your pets.